Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's jump in. First up, we're seeing No Kings protests popping up all over the US. Apparently, they're aimed at criticizing Trump.
Trump again? Still? What are they protesting this time?
Well, the articles are calling it a massive show of political force, so it sounds like a broad dissatisfaction. One article mentioned an estimated 40,000 people showed up in San Diego alone.
Wow, 40,000 just in San Diego? That's a lot of angry people. I wonder what the overall turnout was nationwide.
Good question, it's not specified here, but the headlines definitely suggest it was widespread. Moving on, things are getting even more intense in the Middle East. CNN's reporting live updates on the Iran war, saying Tehran is experiencing heavy bombardment.
Oh no, not more escalation. What triggered this latest round?
It seems like the Houthis from Yemen have officially joined the conflict, launching attacks on Israel. And Reuters is reporting that US Marines are arriving in the region.
The Houthis getting involved is a game changer. That could really drag this out and make it even messier. What does that mean for global shipping, with the Houthis' position near key waterways?
Exactly. The Hill is pointing out that this could threaten global shipping lanes. It's a really precarious situation. Okay, switching gears completely, remember those 8 boats that went missing en route to Cuba?
Oh yeah. The ones everyone was worried about? What happened?
Good news. The Mexican Navy located them, and they've safely reached Havana. So, crisis averted, thankfully.
That's a relief. I was picturing some kind of dramatic hijacking. Glad to hear it was just a navigational issue. Back to Iran, though. This is getting pretty scary. The Washington Post is reporting that the Pentagon is preparing for weeks of ground operations there.
Yeah, the language is pretty strong. Axios is even saying the Pentagon is preparing for a final blow. It sounds like they're anticipating a prolonged and intense conflict.
A final blow? That sounds incredibly ominous. I hope cooler heads prevail somehow. And finally, let's talk weather. Remember that crazy heatwave we had in March?
How could I forget? It felt like summer in the middle of spring.
Well, Weather West says it's finally fading, and we're in for a brief period of cooler and wetter weather in early April.
Thank goodness. A little rain would be welcome. But they're also saying the warmth and dryness are likely to return. So, enjoy the break while it lasts.
Yeah, I saw something from USA Today saying a heat dome is on the move. Sounds delightful. So basically, a brief respite before we're all melting again.
Pretty much. Well, that's all the news for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Check back with us tomorrow for another Daily Digest.